Testing, testing. Here we go. My name is Thomas, and I'm doing the way back. This is my walk and talk. I apologize because this might become a little bit of a short walk today. It is fairly late in the day. I had to work all day, and I have promised to be home in about half an hour for dinner. So, let's do this. I was with my therapist today, and we tried to go through a lot of the different topics and points that have come up during the week, which was really good to get some feedback on some of the things that I've been wondering about, like, and also the fact that yesterday, kind of involuntarily, I involved my wife in some of the realizations that I had a few days ago and was extremely hurt by her response. In some regards, she might be right. My therapist might be right. And they're both saying, don't make any rash decisions this early into your self-discovery healing journey. And especially the way my wife said it, I just wanted to scream at her face saying, but don't you get it? I figured something out. And at least the way my therapist said it, she was not closing down the idea. She said, just be cautious making any rash decisions at this point in your journey, but do pursue it as a thought experiment, or do keep that door open. And I mean, obviously she's a professional, so she knows how to approach a person with these kind of thoughts in a way that doesn't discourage or hurt the fact that I am having these thoughts. And my poor wife is not a professional therapist. And by opening up to her at this stage with my unfortunately very limited vocabulary when talking to someone else, I felt crippled talking to her about it. I felt I couldn't speak freely the way I talk here to her. And it's one of those things that I've noticed quite a lot, that by walking and speaking out here without any immediate response to what I'm doing, I feel like I have a more clear and open mind, and I can speak freely about what comes to mind and what I'm thinking about. And for some reason, when I'm engaging someone else in a dialogue or just trying to convey these feelings to someone else while gauging their emotional response by the way their face changes and everything, or just having to justify what I'm saying or re-explain it in a way that makes sense to them, makes me fumble, makes me not eloquent. And it is highly unproductive, because it ends up with me saying something that makes the other person feel bad, or at least that's what I'm thinking. And one of the things my therapist was saying is that I need to practice to try and not feel responsible for other people's emotional state. Because a lot of the times I feel that when I'm engaging someone else in conversation, I need to be courteous. I need to talk to them in a way that so they understand what I'm saying and that my words aren't hurtful or harmful or causes them anxiety and pain or causes a conflict to arise. And obviously, those are all very, very noble intentions. But they're also one of the, I'm guessing one of the core reasons why I am having a hard time talking to people about these things, because some of these things are highly emotional to me, and by trying to talk about it while gauging someone else's emotional response and trying to be myself responsible for not feeling anxiety or feeling that the words causes them pain, it is an impossible task that's also causing me to feel a tremendous amount of anxiety talking to someone. So anyways, my therapist kind of told me to, she said, this is actually an easy skill to learn. It's probably something that I wasn't taught by, I mean, I'm guessing Freudian schooled, so her go-to is pretty much always like, this is your parents' fault, or not necessarily fault, but they did not give you the tool set required to distance yourself from other people's emotional state. And she said, it's a tool set, or it's a skill that's very easy to learn. All you have to do is be more in tune with your body, gauge your body's physical response when engaging someone else, and try and separate your own emotional responses from their emotional responses, and stop trying to feel that you are responsible for their emotional state. I mean, as a theoretical approach, it sounds fairly straightforward. The only problem is I feel emotionally numb half the time, and I feel like I can only really like quantify my own emotional state after the fact. So usually I respond intuitively, or I just respond. And I don't gauge my own emotions. I don't necessarily gauge my own bodily responses. But I do, however, notice a slight change in awareness that's happened these past 2 weeks that I've been doing this. And I'm on a very, very, very small scale starting to become slightly more aware of my own bodily responses and my own physical state versus my own mental state. And somehow, I mean, that at least that was what she said. If I can dig more into that, if I can figure out how to untangle what is my own responses and what is me trying to, like, crumble myself into this weird, like, contorted state to please other. I'm guessing, like, on some sort of level, that was what happened last week when I had the video call, was that I felt like the longer the video call kept going, the more bent out of shape I was trying to figure out how to be responsible for several other people's emotional state and completely disregarding my own. And obviously that was a very painful and hurtful situation, and it the realization came later when I was feeling completely numb and completely lost all grounding. I had to walk around in the forest barefoot to kind of get back in my own body and feeling that I was present in my own self. And somehow, she said, the key is just to be aware of your physical self and when you're starting to bend out of shape. I'm guessing. I mean, she didn't say that. I'm hypothesizing that that's what she meant. That once you start bending out a shape, it's because you're trying to please someone else and trying to, like, contort into figuring out what other people should, how they should respond to your presence. Ugh, this is getting complex. I think this is an extremely difficult skill set, even though she did hypothesize that this was an easy skill to learn. I'm not so sure. Because how do you separate your own feelings of, like, feeling weird from just feeling weird on someone else's behalf? How the fuck do you separate those? Ugh, I hope the microphone is going to survive all this rain. I don't have an umbrella yet because the other one broke when it was windy. So now I'm just walking in the rain. And I'm feeling the rain on my face. I'm getting slightly wet. And it's a little bit cold, but I have a nice jacket on, which is also getting pretty wet. And actually, it was raining quite a lot earlier, and all I wanted to do instead of going to the gym was go out into the pouring rain, and it was also hailing, actually. And I wanted to go out with the recorder and just yell and scream, because I felt stepped on. And I don't think my wife intended to step on me emotionally. I just felt so exhilarated that I had cracked a very core motivator for trying to find my inner happiness. And unfortunately, the way I presented it to her, she shot it down with a fucking, like, ballistic missile. And I mean, all she said was, don't make any rash decisions. And I'm like, but I want to make rash decisions right now. I feel like I finally cracked open some sort of answer. And it's like staring me in the face. And you're telling me to not run after it at full speed. And that was not the way I presented it to her. Because I was, again, bending out of shape, trying to talk to her in a way that I felt was courteous and explanatory, and I didn't have all the pieces to the puzzle. I didn't have all the words that were necessary to properly explain it at that time. And my therapist actually said to me, like, you have to be a little careful about when and how you open up about your journey right now. And maybe your journey until you figure stuff out a little bit more needs to be slightly more private. Kind of like I decided to make it in front of friends at a birthday party. I'm on a journey. I'm proud of being on the journey. But I am not at a point where I can share detailed information about that journey. And unfortunately, however painful that might be, in the spirit of self-preservation and preserving my marriage and the friendship with my wife for a time being, until I figure things out a little more clearly and until I find better words, or just until I'm able to explain it properly, I need to keep this journey a little more private. And that doesn't mean keeping it private for you, from you, sorry, because I feel like you and me, we have a connection. If I wasn't able to speak out here, I don't think the thoughts would form in such a way that they would make any sense at all. So this little privacy and my therapist and maybe other professionals that are not emotionally involved in my family life and my private life can be included, because there is no investment. You can be objective. I mean, obviously you don't talk back, so you're very objective. You're just chill. You're a good listener, and you allow me to speak my mind. Thank you. And that's where I'm guessing that's where we are right now. I'm making progress. Therapist said so, and I feel so. And fuck, it is raining a lot right now. I think I need to stop before I actually fuck up the microphone. So anyways, those are the words for today. Thank you for listening, if anyone out there is listening. And otherwise, this will be safe and dry in my pocket. Bye-bye!